Do you generally utilize a maximal androgen blockade or it's an LHRH agonist with flare production?
If I'm going to use LHRH, I will use an antiandrogen preceding the use of LHRH because of the potential for the flare phenomenon, the rising testosterone levels. And based on the meta-analysis and the fact that in men with low volume metastatic disease, the combined approach is better than LHRH alone, I tend to use the combined approach. However, in my impression, just from seeing the referral patterns, that's not what most urologists use. They use just the LHRH on the basis that there was no advantage to the combination.